Armadoxy for today, Keynote. This is part two of a four-part mini-series about the shoot-down over Sasnashen and what it means today. The day arrived. In the middle of Nebraska, this Armenian priest was to meet with servicemen from throughout the United States. They all had come to commemorate, remember, and reconnect with a story. They had come to reconnect with one another. People who shared the same values and understanding of the sacrifice made by 17 men shot down over Sasnashen, Armenia, on September 2, 1958. The acting president of the Propwash Gang, organizers of the event, Chief Lonnie Henderson, emceed the program. He had set up a missing man table at the center of the banquet hall. The table was set on a white tablecloth containing 17 red roses in vases and a place setting for one representing them all. A shaker of salt next to the setting was a bitter reminder of what had transpired. There the names of the 17 men were written along with a poem, "We See the Eagle Fly." Tom Girar offered the invocation and introduced me as an Armenian priest. In reference to my background, he pointed to our ministry in his shoes. That is, those who have suffered evil have a unique responsibility to take action against injustice to others. It was on this premise that I shared my thoughts that evening in my keynote address. That day I spoke of the rich story of the Armenian people and the land. I spoke of the Armenian genocide as an event, but also as a springboard to addressing the despicable reality of genocide that continues to take place in the world. Most especially, I shared with the group the need to stay ever vigilant in their resolve to remember the sacrifices of their fallen brothers. Vigilance and remembrance must have manifestations today in our actions to combat evil on all fronts. After I offered the ancient requiem prayer of the Armenian Church and remembered all 17 of the fallen servicemen by name, Chief Lonnie honored me in a manner I will forever remember. On behalf of the Propwash Gang, he presented a shadow box with an actual piece of the downed plane. Here, I would have a tangible reminder of the sacrifice made by these men and the ever-essential necessity to stay vigilant against injustice. He also gifted me Larry Tart's book, The Price of Vigilance, signed by the author. I confessed that in all my travels to Armenia, I had never seen or heard of Sasnashen, and now I promise that I can't even think of going back to Armenia without visiting Sasnashen. There I promised the group, I will take the spirit and the energy that was brewing in this room on September 2, 2018. It was a powerful and moving spirit. Since that day, I have shared this story of Sasnashen with countless people through sermons, lectures, and videos. This event, we connected on a human level. We were there to honor sacrifice, the expression of love by these 17 men. We connected Bellevue, Nebraska, mystically to Sasnashen, Armenia. This evening, we understood that the most fundamental of all human expressions, to extend ourselves to others, to love and share, is essential. It is the legacy that has been left to us by the 17 men who were shot down, giving themselves for something greater than themselves, for our country, and ultimately for humanity. And we accepted the challenge to perpetuate and share this legacy beyond this evening. With the recitation of the poem, We See the Eagles, the commemoration of the 60th anniversary of the shoot-down came to an end. We see the eagles fly. We see the eagles fly, looking north toward the Caucasus Mountains. About 9 in the morning, Warm September day, clear, no clouds. We see the eagles fly effortlessly, riding the currents, soaring above all, majestic, supreme. We see the eagles fly, and those eagles look a lot like the Prop Wash Gang. Join me tomorrow on Armadoxy for Today as we travel to Sasnashen in this short 4-part mini-series of daily messages.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.